League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website daspitlaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in here with us, 713-780-3776.
Can we talk about something we've never talked about
in our lives?
Inspirational or the athlete post on Twitter. Mm-hmm. The athlete post on Twitter. The athlete post is the Michael Harris, I guess, injured from the Atlanta Braves. He says, "I trust the next chapter because I know the author." This is
he's showing his faith.
A very famous, like, this is what most athletes do. They wake up and they'll make a statement for the day. Like, just name any random athlete, a random baseball, football player, basketball player,
a random player. Jake Myers.
Not him. He's too random.
Okay,
Jake's not going to have... I don't even think Jake has... Do you think Jake has Twitter?
Francisco Lindor.
Okay.
Do you think he posted something?
All right. People. Francisco Lindor. People. Let's see.
He is a person.
He does have a Twitter account. I don't know if he runs it. But let's see.
Well, no. Okay.
Let me see where he's actually... He just does a lot of retweeting... Wow, what a tournament. World Baseball Classic. This is from 2023. He doesn't post.
Okay.
But what do you think Deshaun Watson has? Do you think he's on...
Oh, Deshaun has something that's very... Yeah, that's corny and over the top, how loving he is. Yes, he absolutely does.
I have to find one of
Russell
his...
Wilson.
Oh, dude. His will be religious.
Yes.
His has to be
well, rich. And not only that, but really
Deshaun's funny. Only retweeting now. He's not doing his own tweets.
Mm-hmm.
You only get retweets. I just retweets Cleveland Browns.
So your whole theory about all these athletes is really shot.
Well, I'm talking about the ones who do.
Well,
you find it usually
one
in college.
Find ones who. I mean, I'm sure
usually you do. In college you do, because I'll go to every athlete their social media when I'm writing them up in the dream. You know, don't let them tell you that. That the journey is this.
All right, go look up Carson Beck.
Okay, Carson might be one of these guys, actually.
Yes.
But he's also going to retweet a bunch of advertisers where he's making money. Or anyone he said he's the first pick, he's retweeting that.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I would too if I was him.
Dude, they're not posting anything now. It's just a bunch of retweets. That's all he's doing. Is if you have a video of Carson Palmer, he is retweeting you. That's it. My gosh, he hasn't tweeted anything in forever.
Do you guys like that now whatever you like on X is not shown to everybody? It's private? Your likes are private now?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm not liking very much. But there is a way around that if you are desperate to see people's likes. You just have to type in like likes in the URL, and you'll be able to see what people... It just doesn't provide that little tab for you to click it.
Well, I like stuff just to bring it to the show. Then I go back to it.
No, I understand that.
Because there's no other way to save it, right?
Yeah, unless you like
you bookmark it.
Copy it and send it. You can email
no,
it to yourself,
no, yeah.
Too.
I'd rather just like it, and then I go through my likes and see what the stories I want to...
And then you undo like. The like?
I don't undo it, no.
Oh, you can bookmark, too.
You can bookmark it?
Yeah, this little thing right here is bookmark. Right there, just hit that.
Oh, okay.
That's probably the best way. But I think it was done so that people wouldn't feel intimidated about what would happen if you took away likes. if the numbers of likes that you had no longer in social media, do you know how that would devastate people who get their rush from likes?
Yeah, people would stop posting things specifically to get a reaction.
Yeah,
maybe they would just start posting things that they actually mean and actually care about.
Yeah, it would cut back. Yeah. Oh, no, I think it'd be great. I think it would cut back on the bull crap and cut back on – it would just be – if you're not posting things to get likes, like if you're not getting the endorphin rush of your likes and your numbers going up, hitting refresh, if people aren't doing that, you know what it would do? As you say, Dell, cut the S. As you said yesterday, cut the S. Cut the ish. Okay? Because then we'd have people stop doing all the – at least I'd see it for draft too. Oh, my God. If there's a chance – let me be the first one to say Anthony Richardson, future Hall of Famer. Okay, what are we doing now in the draft? If Carson Beck today might be better than, well, no one's saying that. Pat Mahomes, but no one's actually saying that. But all that, you know, where you just get likes, if you took likes away from social media, people wouldn't even, these idiots who are on there just trying to jump onto trending topics, they'd be dead in the water. Because what are they doing it for now? I'm not getting likes. Why am I even on social media when we have likes? I don't know, dumbass.
Let's talk Reed Sheppard. Reed Sheppard met the media yesterday. Reed Sheppard signed his contract. In basketball, you can't.
I think it was a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
No, yesterday.
Reed Sheppard made his Houston debut yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay, so it must have been the old one where he said, I think I'm an Astros fan now. You see that one?
Well, that was right after the draft.
Yeah, it was right after the draft. Okay.
So he, you know, introduced the media. In basketball, you got to sign right away because you got to get to the summer league.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real incentive for these guys to get. Hey, Reed Sheppard's dad met the media, and he was like, man, this is awesome. Of course, he hasn't had a turnover yet, so but we're gonna have fun right now. They went out to dinner with Ime, and Ime told him the plan for Reed, and they were thrilled.
I bet Ime eats healthy.
I don't know.
I think he
eats a lot of meat.
Yeah, I get a feeling Ime is. Yeah,
he's a protein guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's a dessert guy.
Yeah,
I don't think Ime is a lot of carbs.
Here, Reed Sheppard met the media. What would you consider? Because he has his answer. What's a successful career for Reed Sheppard?
Golly, what a question. For me, a successful career would be
12 years in the league.
I would say winning an NBA title.
Of course, he's going to probably say that, I would imagine.
That's what
I don't know what the answer is here, but
I don't think he's going to give you a number. I don't think he's going to have numbers. He's not going to do points. He's not going to do rebound. I mean, he's not going to do points, assists, years in the league. I think it's going to be a team-based answer.
All right. Here's Reed Sheppard's answer on what is a successful career.
Yeah, obviously win a championship. You know, I think that's the main goal.
Ding, ding.
Championship paid.
As a basketball player, you want to win at the highest level and you want to be the champion. But, you know, at the end of the day, being a guy that everyone looks at and knows he played really hard, he played with a lot of positivity, he was a good teammate, he was a good person off the court. You know, I don't want to just be known as a basketball player. I think it's very important to get out in the community and interact with the fans and have good relationships with your teammates and the coaches in the front office and everything, everyone in Houston. Just being that good team and community guy that, looking back 20 years, they're not like, oh, he just played basketball. He was a winner. He was a competitor. But also, he was a good person.
That's nice. Now... Yeah, that's a really good answer.
Do you like the nickname Cocaine Curry for him?
It's not a nickname that's going to stick.
No, but why is he cocaine? Just because he's white? Or does he have something in his background I don't know about?
You hope it's just because he's white.
Yeah,
it's not an actual issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about just Whitey, we could call him?
No, that's worse, I think.
Cocaine Curry?
That's not good.
That's not good.
But what about the bright assassin?
One of the things about it, he's only 6'2", right? And everybody's like, who's he going to guard? He can't guard anybody. He's not going to be able to guard. Ime met the media yesterday. And
can you do an impression of Ime before? So what is Ime's response? Can you do an impression of that, too?
Why are you saying he can't guard?
Why are you guys saying that?
people are like, oh my God, with Reed Shepard and Alperen on the court, we're going to give up 160 a game. High screen and roll off the court.
Well,
it's a defensive oriented game now. We're only scoring 140 a game. How can we possibly survive when we give up points?
Here's Ime talking about Reed Shepard's defense.
Yeah, for me, I think to piggyback on what Reed said, you know, he has the effort, toughness, competitiveness, and it kind of starts with that on the defensive end to have that mentality and mindset. And then, you know, like you said, one-on-one defense is one of the toughest things to do in the league, and he'll improve in that area just like guys did last year. But what we looked at and we saw a lot on film was his deflections, his steals, his team defense, always being in the right spot. And that takes IQ. That takes, you know, not just knowing what you're doing, knowing what the whole team is doing. And so a lot of similarities with Fred. Gets a lot of hands on the balls and steals and deflections and those things, and his anticipation is great there. We had him in the gym playing a little bit with our guys and did the same thing there, and so took the challenge of some bigger guys as well. And so he'll fit into what we do well and only get better as time goes on.
Mm-hmm. He's got quick hands now, bro. He's got really quick hands. So, I mean, he averaged, how many steals a game? Like 2.5?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. 2.5 steals a game is a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got really quick hands. And watching, they compiled a lot of his steals. I mean, it was all just, man, flick of the wrist.
Defense is just so much a want-to. Once you've got the lateral quickness, it's really about your effort to stay in front of people, your effort, your awareness around you. Like, you can be a good defender without being the biggest guy. You can't. 187 pounds, the only thing that concerns me there is that he, you know, against some of the bigger guys, they'll be able to play through his contact if they get by him. But that's not something. I'm much more worried about the offensive stuff. Not worried about. I care more about the offensive stuff. This is an offense-first league. We're in some of our highest scoring, you know, point totals in a long, long time. This league is about scoring. It's about shooting threes. He has that trait. He is an elite distance shooter. You desperately need that. Yep. So that outweighs size. Now, it is a third pick, so that's a little bit different, but this happens to be something you desperately need, is being able to shoot from distance. And so, you know.
Here's what Ime also had to say about, you know, now, is he going to be a G League guy? And Ime doesn't really think so. He says, you're going to come in and get playing time that you earn. I think you saw that last year. We implemented some young veterans, but the young guys, the core of this team is really what's going to elevate us and push us forward. Reed is in the same situation. The previous 6 draft picks compete. You guys will get what you earn. Starting isn't as important. It's who finishes the games, who's playing well. I feel like I can kind of stand on that. I could certainly see. I think I really do. With the way he can shoot, I think Reed's going to be a bigger part of this team than we are anticipating. I really do. I think that it's such a valuable asset in the NBA that, you know, you're down a three-pointer, a couple of three-pointers from a guy who starts to get hot, it's invaluable. A guy who can fill it up for you when you got to have it when you're down, or to add to the lead. He can shoot from NBA range too. He was 49.4% on NBA range threes. 50% on NBA range threes.
He's a real shooter. Like, his parents were Klay Thompson. His dad played in the league. Del Curry was Steph Curry's dad and was a shooter. Jeff Shepard was a great shooter when he was at he was a good shooter when he was at Kentucky. This kid has learned to be a shooter. He's born to shoot. And shooters, they say this. This is one of the phrases that I like to use.
What?
Shooter shoot.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
51.4 catch and shoot. 57.4 unguarded. 45 guarded.
I'm not going to know how to act with a guy who can shoot.
Catch and shoot. 52% corner three.
I'm used to one of our dead eye shooters being Eric Gordon.
Yeah, right.
Man, this is one of the best shooters we have. Eric Gordon? Yeah, well, it's as good as we
Ryan,
are.
Ryan, what's his name?
James may, you know, James may have a good game. He may have a bad game.
Yeah, shooting. We don't know. All right, 713-780-3776. We got a couple of segments left before we hit the holiday weekend. So whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. I want to talk about my bookie. I want to talk about you, my friends, taking advantage of my bookie, and you can take advantage of them. I mean, they put out all kinds of ridiculously great bets for you, but everything. I mean, it's so easy to navigate. You see a line that you really, really like, fire, okay? And mybookie.ag is going to, it got you covered, no matter what it is. You know the sport, you know baseball, okay, get in. You want to bet WNBA basketball? Bet it. You like soccer? You want to bet on the Copa, or you want to bet on the Euro? Whatever it is, whatever you're looking for, you got it at mybookie.ag. In casino gambling as well. The cool thing is that when you sign up the first time, you got a bonus for signing up, and that's awesome because no matter you put in 200 and they'll add to that. You know, maybe you're playing with 300 or whatever it is. But regular bookies don't do this. They do it at my bookie and they do it every day. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. You're looking for anything, anytime, anywhere. So good at mybookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code bet975. Great actors. We just cut a video during the break. We're some hell of an actors. I mean, Layden's got nothing on us. Nothing.
No.
Okay. Athletically, acting wise, mm-hmm. None of it.
I've done community theater.
Have you?
Yep.
I haven't. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to embarrass
myself. Once you've done community theater, you kind of have a feel for what theater like.
Then it's almost like you're on Broadway?
Man, no, it's not like you're on Broadway, but you have a feel for what like probably off Broadway is like, where you don't have as many people watching.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's less people.
It's probably like playing in the G League of Broadway. Yeah. It's
probably less people.
Yeah, there's less people.
There's probably a lot.
I played in front of 6 people before.
You have?
Yep.
I mean, that's
But also be... as many as like 30 or 40.
What?
Yeah, so wow. It's a little more nerve-wracking when the big crowds come in.
Uh-huh.
Your Astros are still over 500, 43 and 42. You've got no information yet. I haven't seen, as of this morning, I didn't see anything new on Justin Verlander, but we've got to be getting something new on Verlander. And also Luis Garcia. We should start having some good info come in soon on Luis Garcia.
Yeah.
Like really good info.
Yeah.
No, that's just
not waiting on that anytime soon.
Well, we're in July. We were told July.
How much is this lawsuit lost?
This 400? Here it is. He's up to AA now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. How much is this lawsuit from the Sunday Ticket going to affect our team? Because this is their sole business. Like Kraft has Gillette and all of these. He's got all kinds of, not that the Patriots spend it on anything, you know, facility wise or whatnot, but they still have, you know, other owners have other businesses. The Bears, you know, that's a family-owned business. The Bengals, family-owned business. The Texans are family-owned business. $450 million loss, if that is exactly what that... No, there's going to be a lot of appeals and, you know, maybe negotiating and whatnot. But it's possibly $450 million. I wonder how this affects in any way, shape, or form. Ticket price hike might have to go into effect, whatever. But, I mean, listen... When I grow up, I want to own an NFL team because you really can't screw it up. You really can't screw this
thing up. No, and a lot of them are mostly cheap. This is one of the things that will blow you guys away. The amount of teams that are really cheap, it is so different in college football where people actually pay. They are so cheap. There's a team in the NFL that doesn't want to pay for relocation fees, so they started hiring people who live closer. For some of the jobs behind the scenes, they're like, we don't want to pay relocation fees. What? That, you're making decisions on your organization based on relocation fees? It's a
multi-billion dollar business.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about, you know, successful teams that the Bidwells have been known to be that way. The Bengals are locked in.
Historically.
They won't even hire scouts. Like, it's unbelievable how cheap NFL teams are.
I heard this story just off the beaten path. Just Marge Schott. Remember when the Reds played the A's in the 1990 World Series.
Oh, God.
Did you hear this story?
Yeah. Did that get verified?
I don't know if it was, but it was. I
totally believe it.
On Twitter. Marchant was so pissed that they swept the A's because she didn't get the revenue from seven-game series.
For the home dates.
For the home dates in the seven-game series. She was so pissed, she took away all the celebration. She was going to have a party. They took away the shit. They took away everything. The guys all went and celebrated at some restaurant because Marchant was pissed that they swept the A's and didn't get the revenue from the games. I mean, talk about unbelievably cheap and well, she was a horrific person anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, she was really a bad person. But that is, I mean, that is just an instance, and I've heard.
Oh, no, this is out. This is in, yeah.
I've heard.
This is in multiple places.
And listen, about the Bears, about the Bengals, about the Bidwells, the stories of the cheapness is incredible.
It's usually the older organizations, too.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, because all those are older organizations.
Well, and even though he
does. It depends on who owns it. I mean, if that's their primary source, they're cheaper.
Yeah. You know, I've heard other owners as well, and even though they have, they're just, it's so, and here's what they do, is they squeeze the front offices. They squeeze it so hard. All of the employee, the non-athletes in these organizations get squeezed so hard.
Yeah.
Maybe not the general manager or the coach.
No, but there's the middle the people. Class,
yeah.
Everything below that,
awful.
They get squeezed hard. And, you know, I mean, we've seen some of the issues with our NFL media because the owners have done a lot of cuts. There's other stuff there. But, you know, college football and college athletics has been the opposite. You go in and you're selling a technology to them. They open the checkbook, write the check, and it's done. The NFL is like, it's like with these teams, it's like pulling teeth. It's strange. You would think the NFL would operate. I talked to somebody from an NFL team the other day, and he was talking about their weight room, and I said, how good is the NFL weight room? He goes, it's terrible.
Terrible.
And I said, cause I've been in Alabama, Georgia, and Michigan's weight rooms. He goes, oh my God. He goes, don't even.
Colleges are
way. He said, it's not even close. He said, there are no, every power five team, or now power four team, their weight room is going to be better than ours. He said, they'll be better than most NFL weight rooms. And I just thought, how can that can't be true. He said, oh yeah. He said, it's the college weight room because you have unlimited funds coming in from donors. He said, NFL teams don't have donors. They have season ticket holders and they have PSLs. He said, and they have sponsorships. In college football, you have all those things and you have donors. He said, the big thing is if NFL teams had donors, you know, people who are just big fans who would cut checks for $3 million a year. Yeah, we'd have that kind of nice stuff too. He said, that's something that you don't ever account for is that college football, college athletics has donors. NFL has no donors. We have no donors. We just have owners and they're trying to make profits, the best profits they can.
It's, and you have no idea. Watching these organizations and how they squeeze, it's awful. It is awful. 930 ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on the show. Right now, Lance and I are talking about Aqueduct. We're talking about Billy Brown. I'm talking about a guy who I love. I love what Billy's done for me. And if you're somebody that has any kind of an issue, if you have had and you've worked with Aqueduct Plumbing, then I'm pretty sure you feel the same way that I do. 281-488-6238. All the services that you could possibly need. What is it that you need? How about doing some preemptive work? How about checking out do camera inspection, leak inspection, clean out your tankless water heaters. Do stuff that you just so you don't have issues. And if you do have an issue, if you do have an emergency, these are the guys to call.
Yeah, it's just one phone call away, and it's a great chance for you to have peace of mind or just get things fixed very quickly. It's one or the other. Get things quick, fixed quickly, done the right way at a fair price, or have peace of mind by getting something looked at that you're not sure about. But they're the company you can trust. Aqueduct Plumbing Company, we trust them to do the very best work at all times, and that's what they're going to do for you. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. John and Lance here with you. 713-780-3776. Get in real quick. Willie wants to get in here real quick and talk a little NBA. What do you say, Willie?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I like to say that Lance was right about the offense. He's throwing a lot of punts this last year because I did real good on my bookie during the regular season. And in the playoffs, I lost every game, lost all my money betting on the overs.
Yeah.
So they do play defense. And a Rocket point guard was real good at playing the passing lane's name of James Harden. Thank you.
Yeah, he did. No, James had some steals. There's no question about that. He played the passing lanes well. He didn't play too well.
He had good vision. Like he played with some anticipation.
Yeah, he did.
Which is steals.
But
he didn't care about
staying in front of guys that were he was guarding. He didn't care about that too much. Listen, Willie, we probably could have told you. I mean, before this, it's a different sport. NBA playoffs is a different sport than NBA regular season.
No lie.
It is so much more intense, so much more defense-oriented. I mean, and you know what? The pressure is on. The shots are, it tightens up a lot more. So, I mean, it's a different deal than the regular season.
Yeah, and teams are more likely to attack a mismatch over and over again. They will hunt you in the playoffs more than they will in a random regular season game on a Wednesday. So, it's become a thing where they talk about, are you an 82-game player or a 16-game player? You can be a sieve defensively in the regular season because, cool, barely matters. But when it comes down to going to go win it all, that's when all your flaws become an issue.
Yep.
And you have to be good enough offensively for it not to matter. And some guys are, and some guys don't play in rotations because they can't make up for it.
Yep. Agree. I mean, but you know what? You still got to put your best guys on the floor.
You have to, yes. You know, you're going to have to take.
Luka's got to be out there.
You're going to take the hit sometimes. That's just how it's going
to
be.
Yep. But you just have to find ways to counter in some other way.
Well, you got to
or help defensively or score more or whatever the case may be.
Yep. Did you see that Tim Anderson got DFA'd yesterday by the Marlins? Here is the 2021 White Sox.
Mm-hmm. We beat them.
I was there. It was ugly. It was ugly. They were. It's an ugly people, the White Sox fans. Ugly.
You grew up a White Sox fan.
I know. I know this. I know it for a fact.
They've always been ugly?
Always. Dude, there were more fights in that stadium. There was a fight every game. Every game.
No way.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was. I'm telling you.
You mean when you were there last time for the series, there was a fight?
I was there.
In 21?
In 21, yeah.
There were fights in the stands then, too?
No. There was a guy that was running up and down our aisle saying, F you, Astros. They finally, security grabbed him, and he came over, and afterwards, and he apologized to our whole section was sitting there behind the plate, you know, in the Astros section. It's ugly. I'm telling you, all those people. I'm walking in the concourse, and a woman comes up and screams in my face.
Are you wearing Astro stuff?
She screamed at me, your wife is cheating on you right now. And I was like, how do you know my wife? What? I
forgot about that.
This is terrible. My wife is right now? Yeah, because we were cheaters.
Who's she cheating with? Probably
Joey Votto.
No, she's probably cheating with, I bet it's what's his name, Carlos Beltran. He's always cheating.
Well, he does. You're right.
It was if there's somebody you got to watch.
So my wife was mad at me this morning. She had a dream that I was making out with Kelly Clarkson.
I had a dream. My wife said something ugly in public about me, and I told her. And I'm not a, you know, I'm not. I just want you to know this happened in my dream. So
yeah.
I just want you to know. Because I've gotten in trouble for dreams before.
Oh, you have?
She's
well, I was like, my wife, I'm like, Kelly Clarkson? She's got bigger, though, right?
No. She's different, Kelly Clarkson.
Is she? She lost?
Yeah.
So maybe you will get that now. I don't know.
Just type in Kelly Clarkson 2024. You're going to see a different version.
It's different. Oh, nice. I'll be all right. Then she said, well, then I told you, and then I told your brother, Tom Brady, about it. And I was like, Tom Brady's not my brother? She said, I know, but he wasn't my dream. Well, in your dreams, Tom Brady is my brother. In your dreams. I'm like, what?
I told your brother Tom Brady.
I said, my brother looks like a monkey, not like Tom Brady. Oh, wow. She looks great. Good for her. I mean, not that it's bad to be
healthy. Are they going to turn on her like they turned on Adele?
They might turn on her, right?
Like, nah. I hope not. She appears very nice.
And she, you know what? She just looks healthier.
She did.
I mean, she just, whatevs.
She
I'm not going to, I don't want to get
happy,
in trouble in this.
We're happy, right?
Yeah, she's happy. Why do you care about how she, if she feels better about herself?
I don't care.
No, but
people will.
Other people will. Lizzo will. Did you watch the South Park movie?
I haven't watched it, but I know what you're talking about when they got after
it's
her.
Bad. Yeah. It's bad. It's bad. Anyway, that 2021 White Sox team won 93 games, lost to us in the playoffs. Look at this. Look at this lineup. This is their lineup. Yermín Mercedes, retired. Adam Eaton, retired. Jose Abreu, DFA'd. Tim Anderson, DFA'd. Yoán Moncada played 11 games. Yasmani Grandal, he's got a 37 OPS plus. Terrible. Andrew Vaughn, minus 0.2 war. Eloy Jiménez, minus 0.2. Nick Madrigal, minus 0.2. Luis Robert Jr., 0.5. Tony La Russa, napping.
Well, they fell apart, but that's how quickly it can turn on you. That's why you can't just take. We've been able to take things for granted in Houston.
That's an older team, though.
Yeah,
it was an older team.
Yes, they were, but that's how quickly it can change.
You know what's amazing though is
remember when Josh Donaldson was a good player and then he was out of baseball.
We have
it happens. It can happen.
It happens. We have one guy, Jacob Melton, in the top 100 of minor league prospects. But look at the guys that are the last 2 years. Yiner just came up. You got Seth Martinez. You got Contreras and King. And I mean, these guys just come up, and it's amazing how they contribute.
Yeah, but you want to wait a little while on King and Contreras?
Well, he's already thrown them into high-pressure situations.
I get it. But are you expecting?
And we got Lo Perfido. As bad as this has been, we still got guys that are coming up and contributing at the big league level in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't have as much margin for error now. You're all out of pitchers. You're all out of arms. One of your best pitchers is 41.
Well, but Jake Bloss comes up and he's hurt right away.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've had some bad luck with pitching.
Yeah.
You've had some bad luck, and you've also had the consistency of the Tommy John stuff bite you for a few years now. So, Tommy John stuff has gotten you with Verlander and with McCullers in separate years. Then last year you had Luis Garcia. Then this year you have two more with that's it's affected you four different times since 2000 and what? Since 2019. Four separate times since 2019. That's a lot to lose starting pitchers that much.
No, no question. Oh, and we're still right there, despite all that. 943 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What are you doing for the weekend?
I'm going to grill. I'm going to get some stuff from Pete's and we're going to do some pork chops.
I'm not going to be able to stop by there. I want to stop by there and I can't.
Are you going out of town?
Got to get out right away. No, but he's not going to be there. I'm going to play. And I got to pick up somebody at the airport, so I got to go right away. So I'm not going to be able to get over there to get my meat from Pete's Fine Meat.
No, I'm going to do.
You're somebody. This is the last day he's open, so you got to get over there today if you want to grill tomorrow.
We're doing pork chops and burgers.
I love pork chops.
Yeah,
I love his pork chops.
We're doing pork chops, burgers. Oh, he's got a buffalo. He's got a buffalo hot dog. Holy crap! Yeah. Is it good? Yeah, he just got him back in. I'm gonna grab that too. So I'm grilling and chilling. I'm Friday. I'm gonna go to a pub. Me and Dell and Chris Solis are all gone, and we're going to watch Germany versus Spain.
Nice.
We've got France versus France and Netherlands.
You guys
going
to do like the Aggies and saw?
No, we're not sawing anything off.
What did you just invite me to?
You, Soli, soccer. And Dell and Lance are going to
soccer. May go Red Line.
I'm not hanging
to the
out
bar.
May go Red Line. They got the fish and chips that day.
Nah, if you can.
Although not until
we got to set up a penalty kick shootout first. And if you can beat me 5 out of 10,
I'm not going to do that
I'll hang out with
fix
you.
Fix my sciatic nerve.
Well, then look at that. That's never going to happen.
I'm going to wait.
I declare myself the winner.
You can't declare yourself
anything. You're never going to do it, sciatic
nerve. We're not doing
nerve
a walkover like in tennis.
You forfeit.
No, I don't forfeit.
Might say, yeah,
I haven't done it.
I got to fix my
Tell, what are you doing? Are you barbecuing?
No.
You don't?
I'm not a barbecue person.
You're just going to sit at home. You're going to watch Joey Chestnut?
No, I wouldn't demean myself by watching that.
Oh. He is competing now. Unfortunately.
No, Netflix, right?
He's doing Tucson?
Kobayashi.
No. I think they.
No,
think
he's doing it at an Air Force, at an Army base. He's going to take on four guys.
I thought Netflix had him against Kobayashi.
They did, but then they realized
that's not till later. Oh, okay. That's not till later. He's going to do it on the 4th of July. He's taking on four soldiers. Him, 5 minute, who can eat more hot dogs, him or the four guys?
Mm.
Who you got?
Him.
Him.
What are we doing?
No.
But you're going to add the four up, though.
Yeah.
All four total. Still, like, the amount of time it's going to take. Faster. Of course, when they finish, they're at four, but he's going to go so much faster. It's not even going to be close.
No, it's stupid.
I don't watch eating contests. I'm not dunking stuff in water and eating as fast as you can. It grosses me. I don't have no interest in it. Unless you had action on it, why would you want to watch it?
Okay, what's his record? 70-some?
Oh, I have no idea. I bet she's never been. No, you're talking about now. There's different types of foods. Other people are champs of pizza or whatever the case may be, but he's the undisputed goat of hot dog eating, or glizzies.
Hot dog record.
Some of the kids will call him. He's a glizzy muncher.
76. He's going to have 5 minutes now. Okay, what is?
Oh, I thought you meant what is his record? As in, like,
no, 76.
What's his all time? Probably 76-2.
He's got 76 in 10 minutes. Will they hit 50 without him?
No. That's 10 apiece. That's not possible.
No, it's 5 a minute. He does 7.6 a minute.
They'd have to finish 10 total to get to 40.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Nathans. Will they hit 50?
Oh, anybody at Nathan's?
At Nathan's.
Oh, we're all over the hot dog eating spectrum here. Yeah, somebody will.
Somebody will hit 50?
Sure, I guess. His record's 76, but he doesn't usually get to 70s. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That's a lot. No, I'm going to say no.
No, I don't think. I don't know.
Maybe
what,
there's.
I don't know what runners up are.
It's nasty. If you want to impress me, go with the gyro eating contest or go with the cheesesteak eating contest. Not hot dog, cheesesteak, something you can choke on. And like, we've never had choking where somebody had to have Heimlich or there was an emergency.
You can choke on a hot dog.
Or I have rice eating.
There's whole genres for that.
Yeah, you can choke on a hot. Mm. Oh wow.
No, Dell. We're talking
about.
No. No.
Hey, Mapes, where's your headband?
Not with a hot dog.
I like the headband better. This look, I'm sorry. This is not Cam Rising. This is not Cam Rising, okay? We need a headband.
Sorry.
I don't think he's as focused today.
Well, it is a holiday show. Who are you to tell anyone that?
Oh, that's true.
My God. Good Lord. Johnson, you're
not
focused. You're going
to call someone out on lack of focus? Today?
That is
of
true.
Of all days?
On a Vanderford day?
Vanderford Air Day. Every day is a Vanderford Air Day. If you're looking to be the most comfortable you can possibly be, Vanderford Air is the company for you. Vanderford Air has been fantastic at getting my house cooler. And I did it because I had a new system from like 4 years ago, but I was still always humid. The humidity level in my house, so the dew point level was in the 60, mid-60s. Oh, it was miserable. We'd have to run our AC so much cooler to take that moisture out to settle it in. And what they did is they came in and did a whole home dehumidifier. It took one day. We got the home. I didn't have to keep the AC on. It wasn't a problem. And they got the home fit with whole home dehumidifier, and it's been an unbelievable difference. My dew point's in the 50% range now, so like 56. It's so much cooler. I can run my AC 2 degrees higher, and so it actually turns off even in this hot weather, and that's a big difference. So being more comfortable but also paying lower bills because you have a more efficient unit, that's something they can do for you. Fix your unit or replace it. But I know that Vanderford Air is the company you call. 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
We're seeing more of this, right? SAD fishing. Do you know what SAD fishing is?
No. Is that an acronym?
It's defined as the tendency of social media users to publish exaggerations of their personality to generate sympathy. They want you to, people on Twitter want you to feel sorry for them, or Instagram.
Yeah, I take it back. I've seen that.
You've seen that. We've seen that.
Yeah.
Well, that woman that was crying, it was her birthday. And
yes, that's perfect. And it turns out the other guy said, actually, she doesn't even have her kids because she's a scumbag.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever sad fish, Del?
I don't ever post, so no.
You don't ever post?
No.
I would like to see Del a picture of him in his house and just lamenting the fact that...
Why would I do that?
Lamenting the fact that he's not out with Lance right now at a bar watching the game.
No, he can be. He's going to be. We're getting him out there.
I won't be.
Okay.
Will there be any Colombians
Germany.
There? Oh, no Colombians there? Just Germans?
Germans and Spaniards.
I'm not interested in that.
And then after that...
Spanish people, what?
Yeah, but
is it a bar called the Axis?
The East German women?
The Axis?
Is that what
There's
the bar
no
is called?
Bar called the Axis?
Yeah.
We don't have the Axis
the
of Evil.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that bar.
Don't you have a fat dog?
Splits? No, not too bad.
Not too bad? Guess what? Hefty Pets now can get Ozempic. Do you? Yeah.
They have Dogzempic?
Dogzempic. Yeah. You can get Ozempic for your dogs now. Do you want your dog to not be fat?
I don't, but you know what? No, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that's going to work.
You
think that will make money?
I
mean, some people will do it, but the amount it costs to make it.
People will do it.
I think they're just, how long's your investment for? 4 years at the most? I don't know. Because once you start, you got to stay on it. So, I don't know.
Apparently, there is a student height requirement in Vietnam now. The School of Management and Business believes the connection between height and success is so significant that people who are supposedly too short should no longer be allowed to study. Do you think that short people should not be allowed to study? That they're just a waste? Remember that song? Short people
got no reason
no
to live.
No reason to live. Right.
I mean, that what an aggressive song. Short people got no reason to live.
Right. Del, do you feel like you...
Why is this the thing today? I mean, I know I'm not tall, but I'm not wee.
I think it's been a little... Like, he thought he found something, so he's digging at you the whole show.
I'm not 5'5".
He's digging at you the whole
show. I know, but you're the shortest one on the show.
That's true, yes.
Yeah, there's no question. All right. Rapper BG now ordered to have all future songs approved by the U.S. government. Should BG...
Why? Can you read more about
federal,
that story?
A U.S. federal judge has refused prosecutors' request to prohibit the maker of the rap song Bling Bling from promoting and glorifying future gun violence and murder in songs.
So he's the one guy that got
apparently,
clear?
Apparently, let's what get is, BG's songs
I
off the market.
I think if you create Bling Bling...
He's the only one that sings about that.
Every time you come around my city, Bling Bling. If you create that song... You get
well. I feel like we're missing part of this story.
Yeah, I feel. Why is he?
Why did they just say, "Hey, we've got. Hey, we need to call you into the Federal Bureau of Investigation." Yeah. What do y'all need? We're going to have to approve everything from now on.
Yeah. Well, Judge, a ruling leads to the claims. BG's right to free speech unfairly challenged in another case. So he's fighting this fight against the man. Okay,
John just held.
He should be able to. He should be able to talk about killing people with guns.
I'm not really a fan of that in particular, but I'm not sure why he's being singled out for it.
Maybe he's just more aggressive than everybody else.
Has he done time for gun violence?
I don't know.
We need more raps about people.
Yeah,
dying.
Why is
getting killed?
How about this? Lily Allen selling feet pics on OnlyFans.
The musical artist.
Yeah, Lily Allen. $10 a month. She charges $10 a month just to look at her feet. Do you want to look at Lily Allen's feet?
Not really. She's married to someone relatively famous.
She's married to someone famous?
Yeah.
Why is she getting $10
for
this?
The actor.
David
Harbour.
Yeah. You've seen him before.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
David Harbour's one of the guys. The oh, yeah. I know him.
She's also the brother of Theon Greyjoy.
He is?
His name's Alfie Allen. Yes, that's her brother.
Oh, her brother, yeah.
Her brother is Leon Greyjoy? I can actually see it in the face now.
Greyjoy.
Oh, Reek.
Yeah.
Got it cut off?
Yeah, that's her brother.
Wow, her brother got that cut off. That's terrible.
Well, his character did, John.
Well, but kind of he did, too.
Okay.
All right. a North Liberty woman arrested. She met a guy online and then went on a date, and they were going to meet for a date. But when she saw him, she called police on him because she didn't want to date him.
Well, then just don't date him. Why do you have to call the police?
I don't know. She called 911 to report that her abusive ex-boyfriend was texting her, threatening to hit her, punch, kick, and stab her. She just met the guy.
Are you serious?
Now she's been arrested. So dumb. Why not just go, I'm sorry, this doesn't feel right.
Even if he misrepresented what he looked like, just don't date him. You got to call the police.
Yeah, and looking at the picture of her, I'm pretty sure she misrepresented herself.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. Should he have called the police on you?
Yeah, maybe. You lied. Liar.
I never would have come out here if I knew what you really looked like.
We're done. Mopey and Mapes. Oh, man, we put everything into the show, everything we had. Everything that we've had.
You guys must be exhausted.
I am.
How are you going to play golf? You're so tired.
I know. Might have to take a nap first. But got to go. Have a great 4th of July weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.